Great to see so many delegates, so many activists here this evening. I know we'll be joined by many more today, and the debate's already got started, and I think it bodes well for a very exciting Ardèche. This is our first Ardèche without Martin, and it just struck me when I was coming down the road that he's always the one that delivers this keynote address. So we'll obviously remember him throughout the course of this weekend so fondly with love, but we'll also do him proud in the course of our debate and our comradeship throughout all the conversations that we'll have. Next year marks 20 years since of the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, and over the past two decades, Ireland has been transformed as a result of the peace process. We've emerged from decades of political conflict and moved towards a more peaceful society, in which the democratic process of the Good Friday Agreement is at the foundation, or is the foundation stone. The agreement was reached after the IRA ceasefires, which resulted in 2 years of multi-party negotiations. It defines the new relationships that now exist within and between these islands and all the people on these islands. It also enshrines the right of the Irish people alone to exercise their right to self-determination and a united Ireland through consent by referendum north and south. Níl áras ar bí orm fuin luach a chur an muintir na hÉireann an cean an tíhean agus ar an coiontú. I am in no doubt that the people of Ireland value the peace process and they value the Good Friday Agreement. Over the years, much good work has been done to build bridges and to heal the wounds of the past in order to help move society together. Martin McGuinness championed this work alongside our own party chair, Declan Kearney, who sought to drive this forward. And many people from the Protestant faith community and with the Unionist political allegiance engaged with this project. But obviously, there is much, much more to do. Yanni May or I, Leshin Obershin, Tammy Chumata or Fad Pun Shin Ayanu. I will carry on that work. I am totally committed to this work. We have multiple narratives, conflicting histories, conflicting political allegiances, but there is a responsibility on each of us all to ensure that conflict is a thing of the past and to build the process of reconciliation into the future. But one of the biggest challenges facing us, in fact, the biggest key challenge for us, is to confront sectarianism and all its causes which still segregate our communities 20 years on. I firmly believe the degree to which we erode the sectarian segregation of society will be the benchmark of any success that we might enjoy. And this demands leadership from political leaders who are prepared to lead from the front and by example. Martin McGuinness did this relentlessly and with enormous political courage. He constantly encouraged us all to do so. I may honour Jerry a comrade agus our Garry Martin McGuinness as an fost. In January, our dear friend and comrade Martin McGuinness resigned as Deputy First Minister in the Executive. He did so as a last resort. The DUP's denial of rights for all citizens, the failure to implement previous political agreements, the contempt shown for Irish national identity and culture, combined with the RHI scandal, tipped us into the ongoing political crisis. And this all stands in stark contrast to the outreach and the reconciliation work and projects that Martin championed. This denial of basic rights is not acceptable in Dublin, in Glasgow, in London and Cardiff, and it's not acceptable in Belfast, Derry, Newry or Tyrone. These rights include marriage equality, language rights, a Bill of Rights, the right to an inquest into legacy cases. Rin Marching and Rud Cart Eganam Cart. Martin McGuinness did the right thing at the right time. Since the institutions have collapsed, we have fought two elections, and the people understood it. The people understood the fundamental importance of what is at stake. And this was reflected in the voter turnout, the largest that was seen since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. The support for our party in both the Assembly and Westminster elections was a demand for absolute respect, was a demand for integrity and common decency and rights for all, a demand for power sharing as it was originally intended. Sinn Féin has invested hugely in the peace process and the political institutions for the benefit of everyone. Ba vian yom Sinn Féin a horch, or ashes shak sa realtas, realtas da gak dinya da. I want to lead Sinn Féin back into the Executive. an executive which represents genuine equal partnership government. We know that the best people are locally elected ministers are best placed to take the decisions in relation to public services, to prioritise our own political agenda in the interests of all of the people. This includes the continued fight back against the brutal British government austerity endured by citizens in recent years, and the threat that's posed by Brexit to our economy, to our people, to our public services. Over the last 10 months, Sinn Féin has sought to resolve these issues through dialogue and political negotiations with the DUP and with both governments. We've entered into these negotiations with a positive way, in a positive manner, strengthened by our increased mandate. We were flexible, we were willing to stretch ourselves in an effort to achieve a breakthrough. However, despite our best endeavours, the discussions were unsuccessful. In large part, this was predetermined by the Tory and DUP pact that was developed to keep them in power. Theresa May and her party have acquiesced in their own self-interests to the DUP by blocking the equality agenda, denying rights which are the norm in other parts of these islands. Under the terms of the agreement, the British government has the responsibility for equality for all citizens in the north, and the Irish government has a responsibility to ensure that this is delivered on. For our part, Sinn Féin remains committed to the restoration of the institutions and to the executive. However, they'll only have value if they enjoy the confidence and the support of the people they were designed to serve. Mura Dirch, Martin McGuinness, there is no going back to the status quo. The institutions have to deliver fairly for all of the people, based on the principles of equality and mutual respect on which they were founded. Firstly, Irish language rights. They are a central part of the Good Friday Agreement, and an Irish Language Act is a part of the St Andrews Agreement. Everyone knows, people know it, the Irish Language Act has both practical and symbolic importance in recognising and respecting Irish national identity. Many citizens who do not speak Irish but believe those citizens who wish to should have the protection of the law. Irish language speakers are entitled to the same language rights enjoyed by citizens in other parts of these islands. Act Gaeilge Anois. Marriage equality is another one of the rights-based issues at the heart of the current political impasse. Who can logically explain to a loving couple who cannot that they can't marry in the north, but they can do so here in this state or elsewhere in these islands? A majority of MLAs and their electorate support these progressive politics, support a new era, an assured society, which means equality and respect for every citizen, regardless of who you are, where you're from, or who you love. Several families have been waiting up to 45 years for the inquest into the death of their loved ones. This morning in Belfast, the Rountree family went to their inquest. Mrs. Rountree died this year, not knowing the full facts of what happened to her 11-year-old son, who was killed by a British soldier by a rubber bullet back in 1972. 45 years later, that woman went to her death not knowing the full facts. That is not acceptable. It's heartbreaking, and it has to stop. It's time for the British government to stop denying families their access to the legacy inquests. They need to release this inquest funding, and they need to stop hiding behind the so-called guise of national security. They must act without further delay. There simply cannot be and won't be any tolerance of inequality, disenfranchised citizenship for anyone in our society. LGBT, Irish speakers, ethnic minorities, victims and survivors. We in the Sinn Féin leadership will continue to play our part to make every effort to find a political solution to the political breakdown. Ní mór plé leis an ceis na seo. The issues aren't going to go away. The Irish and the British governments have internationally binding obligations to uphold the issue of equality and parity of esteem. We have now met with the Taoiseach, and we told him that he must now seek a formal meeting of the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference to secure the rights and implementation of previous agreements. Next week, we will meet with the British Prime Minister, and we will tell her that the two governments must meet as soon as possible to begin mapping out the way forward for the implementation of outstanding agreements and guaranteeing the rights of citizens. One thing we're very sure of, if the DUP or anyone else wish to exercise political power in government in the North, or in now or in the future, then the cost is simple. The cost is to embrace a rights-based society, to embrace equal partnership government, a government that works for everyone. The people voted for the implementation of previous political agreements. They voted for the values of the Good Friday Agreement. They voted for a step change, and they voted for no return to the status quo. That's what I'm about. That's what we're about. And folks, that's what we're out to deliver. Gur míle maith.